meetings ago, we had a presentation respecting the Lost at Sea Memorial. And staff looked at the site. There's some details in your thing that kind of says concerns that they had about just making sure that there was going to be necessary space, trying not to eliminate trees was a priority. And then Diversity and Inclusion Action Team also considered, because that is the purpose of Diversity and Action Team, and their concern was that there may well be people who, for whatever reason, from their walk of life or may not be noted on that. And they requested that consultation should take place with Acadia's First Nations or Native Council, respecting some wording, even though it is from 1759 on. It was Diversity and Action and Inclusion's opinion, their team's opinion, that it should encompass perhaps pre-colonial time and not just colonial on time. So the floor is open for discussion on that, on those matters. And it was also the matter of if something should happen in the historical society, no longer are in existence, then the keeping of the database would revert to the Queens County Museum and not become a responsibility of the region of Queens. That we would assume the physical responsibility of that, but the database, if the historical society becomes gone, then the Queens County Museum would become the owners of the database and keep that updated. So that's basically what this discussion paper states from a staff perspective. So what is your perspective from council perspective? Councilor Charlton.
I like that there will be hopefully supported the consultation of Acadia First Nations. I think that's really important.
I talked to Linda Riffews about this, and the reason they hit 1759, that was the last data records that they had of anything pertaining to the Lost at Sea. They don't have a problem with going back, but like I said, it was only records kept 1759 on.
And I don't think the Diversity and Action Inclusion Team didn't suggest that names had to be found. They just would like something in the plaque, in the writing, that also acknowledges that there are many people who have been lost at sea from Queens. These are those known from 1759 or however that would be.
I don't think they have a problem, changing the wording on the plaque or whatever. Say that. Written stone yet, although it would say on the
plaque.
That's right. Written in bronze.
Other comments?
Hey.
Any other comments? Is everyone fine with the, if the Queens County Historical Society become defunct, that it becomes the responsibility of the Queens County Museum to update and keep the database updated and current, the QR code and those things. So that's fine. So, Councillor Charlton?
Am I okay to make a motion?
We should just simply kind of indicate in your motion that approval be given with consultation or discussion for...
Just bring it back to the next meeting.
Oh, just bring it back to the next meeting?
Under
in which
discussion?
Way? Right.
For a recommendation.
For a recommendation.
Right,
that's what I meant. Yeah.
I move to bring this back to the next meeting under recommendation.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Mews. Understanding that when it comes back as recommendation, it will have things in it about the consultation. information and the database and those types of, those other issues. Counselor Brown?
Can we ask them to discuss with the diversity and inclusion action team to get the wording so that they're communicating before anything is done?
My understanding is they didn't feel comfortable actually coming up with the wording, and that's why they suggested we go to Acadia First Nations and the Native Council of Nova Scotia and ask them what the appropriate wording would be.
Yeah.
Okay. They would take their direction from that discussion as opposed to them trying to come up with the wording and not being
what
would be appropriate.
Okay.
So.
And that's even better because you're developing it with the stakeholders that are involved. I like that better.
Any other further discussion? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? So we've received a letter from Mayor Mood in Shelburne. She sent this out to all mayors. Yarmouth. Oh, what did I say, Shelburne?
Yeah.
I was just thinking westward. Yarmouth. She sent it to mayors, asking mayors to write, and I don't write without council's approval. And as I read her letter, it struck me that what she's really asking is for us to, and this is in her second last bullet, this is not an issue between the province and any municipal unit. This belongs with the province and the federal government coming up with a plan to fund an international link. So not necessarily a tourism ferry, but an international link. So my question to you is, are you in favor if I write to our premier as suggested, respecting the importance of an international link to the United States for Nova Scotia? Because that is what she wants. So that's the question. Are you in favor of provincial and federal governments supporting an international ferry link? Keeping in mind, it could be tourism, it could be forestry, it could be fishing. Currently not the ferry today, that would not be a link for forestry and fishing, but she is referring to an international link. And in my opinion, I think that's a trucker ferry for forestry, fishing, export of her goods. But Councillor Fancy.
Well, I always say I like to try to get the people who have got a little more experience with me. I'd like to see what our CAO, if he would be willing to give any kind of a comment on how this could or could not affect us.
Anytime there's more traffic in Queens County or on the western Nova Scotia, it's positive for our businesses, positive for our community. And if our residents want to go that way on the ferry, that's their own, I guess, their own provision if they wish to do that. But our concern is coming this way. When I think about it, I don't think of it as very different from, for instance, we put in highways everywhere else in Nova Scotia. We've got the 104 that goes to New Brunswick. We don't think twice about funding it. It just happens to be on pavement. This is no different. This is a highway. It just happens to be on water. And to Mayor Mood's point, we have a ferry that goes from Pictou County to Prince Edward Island. No one's ever questioned that's a good use of money, or from Digby to St. John. No one's ever questioned those because they are essentially water highways as opposed to asphalt highways. So I think this is just another one that's, for some reason, has taken a lot of criticism, whereas the other ones haven't for some reason. I'm not sure why. But if you can get, I think they said 40,000 people have come across the ferry. I'm not sure if that's both ways or just our way, but if you can get 35,000 or 40,000 people and we can get half of them coming on the South Shore, that's double our population that's coming, potentially going through Queens County, and then our challenge is to get them stopped. But anytime you can get that access to that many people, it's a positive thing.
Councillor Brown?
Over the last week or so, I've had people that know I'm a councillor that I know from around the province, and I've had contact from people in most areas of Nova Scotia, saying that this is a positive for Nova Scotia. We need to get people in. I also know from experience in traveling down through New England that when I talked to people down there about Nova Scotia, when they found out that the ferry was canceled at the time that it was gone, that they had no intention of coming to Nova Scotia if they couldn't drive here. You know, they all said, we're Americans, we drive where we want to go, bring our wallets with us. And that's their saying down there in New England is, if they can't drive to Nova Scotia, they'll stop in New Brunswick if they can drive. So I think it's very positive. It drives a lot of businesses. A lot of small businesses thrive on that. And most businesses are making, you know, if they're making a 5 to 10% return on investment, you take 5% of the population away that's stopping at their stores, they're going out of business. So anything we can do to support them, to get people in here, to bring new money into the province is a positive.
I agree with all the comments made, and I think a letter supports the right thing to do.
Councilor Fancy?
Yeah, so I always think when you say a link from Prince Edward Island to Nova Scotia, there's a commitment on Prince Edward Island's side, and there's a commitment on Nova Scotia's side. But what I've seen in the past is there hasn't been a commitment from the U.S. side, because even like when one put money, like they didn't want to put money into ports and things down there. Will this make it so that they would make a more of a commitment, or is this just all our commitment?
I'm not in on the do's and don'ts of ferry service. Once upon a time, it was a federal commitment. The federal government provided a transportation link for our industries, which also served as a tourism link. And then the tourism industry decided they had to have a tourism ferry. Personally, I think an international link is good.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be tourism. I mean, we have a lot of fishery and forestry export going that way.
If I may, just to clarify, we obviously aren't privy to the agreement that they've been arguing over for quite some time. But my understanding is the agreement was very clear when it was signed by the province of Nova Scotia that the U.S. Government or the state of Maine, whoever it was contributing a certain amount of money, and that was it. So that was the agreement the province entered into.
Okay.
So it's easy for us to say, well, they should provide more, they should do this or that, but they entered into a good faith agreement with the province of Nova Scotia at the time, and I don't have any information that says they didn't comply with it, but those obviously conversations were private that we're not privy to, but my understanding is those types of things were negotiated.
So even if we agree to the link, we're agreeing to where it meets their shore. And that's whatever the other part of the agreement would be, can't hurt us anyway.
So is there anyone who objects to writing a letter of support for the town of Yarmouth and an international ferry link?
But also too, this is going to be from, they said individually, or are we going to send this collectively?
This would go collectively from us. They want it
individual.
Also to,
I think it'd be better just to send it collectively.
I think better that we send it on behalf of a unanimous council and encourage businesses, is what she asks. We could encourage businesses for, She just sent it out to the mayors. I just assumed that, I just felt it should be shared between all the council and make a decision, and then we just submit a one letter from the region. Councilor Charlton?
Could we have our director of department distribute this request, our business directory?
We could do that. We need a recommendation and then a motion at next council to do this or not?
It's up to council.
Do you think we we need a motion, a recommendation for next council, and then a motion.
No, in the past, we've given letters of support before they've not come with a motion.
That's right, yeah. It's just a, an agreement that we'll do this. We're all fine with that?
Yep.
And discussion. Counselor Charlton.
Yes, so I'm just, I would like, I guess, some options for council to consider. It would be nice to know what other municipalities do. I know I did speak with the mayor of Bridgewater before, and they put provisions on traffic studies for new developments. I know there was one, a big development proposed last year for King Street, that came with a traffic study, so I think it would just be a good step moving forward to address and be proactive. That way our residents are fully aware, you know, if there is or isn't issues that could be looked at. In reference to the development on Bristol, there were many people that were here at the public hearing that were concerned about the development itself. They were concerned about the traffic. So I think this would be an appropriate time to deal with this and just be proactive instead of, you know, wondering if these developments are going to create issues. I think we should be addressing them first off, not after the fact.
So I guess my question to you, Counselor Charlton, because staff will need to understand what it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Development of specific types, development of specific units. For example, we're thinking of building a pool or a library. Is it public development? Is it private development? Is it any type of development? And it would, is it with only within the streets that we own? For example, the issue that just was before us, the Greca Park. Because we own the land, so, I mean, we could have asked for a traffic study, but we don't have any impact on that road. So would this only be within the town of Liverpool, within roads that we own?
I don't believe that that would be, that would solve all this, because if you look at that development, it's in Milton, we don't own those roads. But I think that's why I'm asking if we could get some information from staff in regards to what some other municipalities do, because our staff have the means to contact other planning departments and gather that information on a guess of what that could look like. You know, obviously it will come with different implications if it's provincial roads, not ours. I don't know all of what we can and cannot do, but I think if we could maybe perhaps bring this back as a discussion with some more context, then it would give us an idea of, I mean, the rest of council, I'm not sure how they feel about that, but if they are supportive of it, what that view looks like.
So you're basically, you're requesting that staff do research, and I'd say with rural municipalities, because they wouldn't own any of the roads, with rural municipalities to see if they demand any traffic studies, if development occurs in their area, or if it's development of lands they sell, and within towns and regionals, if they require traffic studies and what they look like. So just, and so the time frame, I mean, it's not, it, I assume it's not going to be an immediate time frame, because I'm certain, I assume that would be our clerk.
May or may not be, we'll decide that afterwards.
Yeah, but understanding that, so what do other, what's your viewpoint of other counselors? Councilor Romero?
I think a traffic study is a good idea, and I don't think we should limit it to just in the town area. I think we have to consider Queens County in a whole, not just town.
Yeah. If we can. I mean, we'll see what other municipalities, I mean,
yeah.
We can't, you know, someone could build something out here, and we could say, well, we want a traffic study, but we don't own that road, so what are we going, unless it was our land, we could say before we sell you that 1,000-person golf course, we want to know what land for, you know, or whatever. So But we'll just have to do some research and see what abilities municipalities have when it comes to asking for traffic studies. Councilor Brown?
I've got a little bit of a concern that with what we're saying, that a lot of the provincial roads we don't have any control over. And I kind of worry that if we put traffic studies in place as part of the development process and we're the only ones in Nova Scotia doing it, we're adding another layer of red tape that pushes developers away from any kind of development in Queens. So I think we have to be careful that we don't, you know, we need to protect the people on the roads, but we also need development, and we don't want to put too many red flags up there.
I think that's why Councilor Charlton asked to do some research to see if others. If other ones aren't, we're not going to put overdue burden, but just to see if other municipalities, what they have, is it only if they own the land and they're selling it from agent development? There may be none.
Yeah.
It may only be towns that require traffic studies. Who knows? Councilor Gidney?
Yeah, I just wanted to expand on that yes, I agree that we've got to know when and where and why.
That's right.
Yeah, for those reasons, and then sure, then we can look at it. I guess very, very valid.
Councilor Fancy?
Are we just looking at developments, or are we just looking at a traffic study as a whole? Because I think like the east and west side of the river, Milton liked on. Always wanted to have that just 50 going through there instead of going to 70. Is that the time things that we can be, is this part of this, or is this just for the housing?
I think this is strictly for development purposes.
Okay.
You may recall as your times on council, speed limit reduction is a huge provincial undertaking. I know there's been, I can think of Route 8 from Pine Grove up through. There's, council tried for years to have a traffic reduction study in that place. And so I believe this is strictly when new development occurs.
That's what I'm
requesting.
Okay. We had a change in Hunts Point.
We had a change in Hunts Point. 70, 60, 50, 50, 60.
Yo-yo.
It's a yo-yo through there. However.
But it slowed down.
So we should have a recommendation that this come forward at our next council meeting to ask for a no.
Won't be next council meeting. This
no.
going to
no.
take
no,
a substantial
no.
amount of
no,
work.
No, I know, but do we need to make?
I guess Councilor
so. We just have to have a motion made that this be referred to staff for further consultation with the municipal units in the province to determine when, where, and how traffic studies are done for development.
So we do need a motion for that?
No. What I'm suggesting is based on your comment is you're giving some direction to staff to carry out the research. We'll do the research over the next couple of months. We'll bring it back as a discussion item.
Yeah. And just to clarify, because we have rural parks of our area and roads that we own, I would like to see there are provisions other places that deal with both, considering
if we
Bridgewater, obviously they own all the roads.
Right. And that's what I said, we'll look to see if rural municipalities have development traffic studies.
Thank you.
Because they would not own their roads. And we'd also have private roads. So we have to look at private, public roads. Because I think of Councilor Brown in his district, it's all private road and the tight tail. And we need a motion to move in camera. Moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Hawks. All those in favor? Thank you.
Break.
And we'll take a